You grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At the annual convention of the National Education Association this summer, the delegates passed their usual series of controversial resolutions, including about a dozen advocating the feminist agenda and another dozen promoting the gay rights agenda. The NEA has consistently adopted an extreme pro-abortion position. Every year, some pro-life teachers try to get the NEA to respect the teachers who are pro-life by taking no position on this very sensitive issue. A motion was made calling for the NEA to take no position on abortion and to stop the NEA from spending association money on pro-abortion activities. This year, that motion failed on a standing vote, but it was the closest the NEA ever came to terminating its pro-abortion position. The gay rights lobby exercises more and more influence at each successive NEA convention. This year, the Virginia Uribe Award for Creative Leadership in Human Rights was presented at the NEA's Human Rights Dinner to Kevin Jennings of the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, known as GLSEN, whose stated goals extend to incorporating homosexual concepts into all curriculum. GLSEN's publications state that its mission is about changing schools and school culture around homosexual issues and people. Its website says that its goals extend to holding diversity seminars for teachers and students and ensuring that only positive discussions about homosexuality are allowed into elementary school classrooms, including kindergarten. Kevin Jennings was the keynote speaker at an infamous GLSEN conference at Tufts University in 2000, which caused a furor in Boston when it became known that AIDS coordinators had discussed ways to perform various homosexual acts with teenage students. Yet Jennings was honored with a special award by the National Education Association.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. As parents and as caring Christians, it's important that you understand the power and the radical liberal agenda of the National Education Association. Please write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the complete package on the NEA agenda. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says in just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I've been accused by some of my listeners of helping Kerry get elected because I keep pointing out the unconstitutional strategy that Bush is using for Homeland Security. A listener emailed me these comments. Either Bush or Kerry will be president. Doesn't matter who else you vote for, one of those two will be president. So you can vote for Bush or you can vote for Kerry. Voting for some other name, who cares? It's still Bush or Kerry. Bush is a political hack. He's a fence-sitting moderate. He's absolutely better than Kerry. Bush or Kerry will be president. We can choose a relatively harmless fence-sitter or we can choose a most liberal senator and most leftist presidential candidate in history. You want Kerry? No. Then support Bush as a stopgap measure and work for something better in 4 or 8 years. Well, sorry, but my conscience not going to allow me to vote for the lesser of two evils. To do so means I would still be voting for evil. The Democrats and Republicans have betrayed us. They've caused us to lose our freedoms, our liberty, and our justice. The Constitution Party with Michael Pertoka as the presidential candidate and his running mate Chuck Baldwin would get us back on the right track. Now, these men are both Bible-believing, constitutional-understanding men who see through this one-world government scam. Iowa was added to the growing list back in Iowa of states where his name will appear on the ballot. The Constitution Party presidential ticket is now officially on 29 state ballots, making it able to achieve 304 electoral votes, which is more than a mathematical possibility for victory. If this nation's well-known Christian leaders, let's name a few, James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Bill Graham, and a host of others would just get behind these men and get out the godly vote, we could see a change for the better. Isaiah says, my people, which, in God speaking through Isaiah here, O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. He states again in Isaiah when he says, for the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. People, we are being destroyed because of our leadership. We may not be able to wait for another 4 years before America becomes a third world dictatorship. At least someday, when we stand before the great white throne, I'll be able to say I did not vote for evil. Now I got another email. Soon you will decide whether or not you want to help John Kerry and his green queen get in by voting for a third-party candidate. Just think, you good folks may have the power to decide whether landowners get to keep their property or whether it's divided up between the do-nothings and the bugs and the lizards. To decide whether the United Nations gains power over every aspect of land ownership, whether people will ever be allowed to fish again, enter a national forest, or to be allowed to live in a modest home on your own property. Be sure and do the smart thing and vote out of spite for what never-to-be-president third-party candidate. Boy, will you ever show the rest of us a thing or two. And I would love to take this moment to remind you that living in that squalor with us, because, boy, oh, boy, is it ever going to hit the fan when we do. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes for anything in this world. And we'll find out, because if you are dumb enough to do something like that, you will also be dumb enough to admit it. Well, yesterday I was dumb enough to do that. I said I was going to vote for a third-party candidate. Now, I get this mail, and I can't understand where these people come from. I said I was not going to vote for Kerry or Bush. For my husband and I, this says Derry, it's a personal letter, for Derry, for years my husband and I have enjoyed your network and commentaries. Today we are saddened at your comments that you are supporting Senator Kerry. Come on, where do these people come from? Anyway, for whatever it's worth, we have with us today Michael Patoka. Help me there, Jeff.
Derry, hello. How you doing today? Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes. Now, this third-party candidate that I'm getting all kinds of Hail Columbia over.
Well, thank you. You are standing up for righteousness, and I appreciate that. And Derry, it has little to do with me, by the way. I mean, it has to do with this point of view, and it has to do with a matter of principle. And, you know, you asked a couple of times, where do these people come from? Where do they come from? And I would just suggest to them, and I don't mean this in a spiteful way at all, but what I would just suggest to them is a vote for Michael Perutka is not some wasted thing, and it's not a vote for Kerry or anybody else. It's a vote for Michael Perutka. And when you say, where do they come from, what I'm going to suggest is, you know, this is the important question. Where are they coming from? Because where you end up depends on where you start. And if you start with an idea that is a faithless idea, as your one email person said there, well, this is a fait accompli. It's either Bush or Kerry. Well, if you start there, see, they've tricked you into starting there. And if you start there, you've already conceded that they will make your choices for you, which in effect says they will make your choice for you, and you don't have a choice at all. And if you waste your vote on either Mr. Bush or Mr. Kerry, who have demonstrated their lack of fidelity to the Constitution, and they've not only demonstrated to you, they've promised you they're going to continue to do exactly that, then you have already succumbed to what I call boogeyman politics. You've already said, well, the boogeyman's out there, so I got to vote for this bad guy because the boogeyman's worse. And they've tricked you into doing that. It's really a faithless approach. I really would say that when you say that it's going to be this or that, it's going to be Bush or Kerry, what you're actually doing is trying to call the outcome and decide the outcome, and you're not God. That's not in your stewardship. What is in your stewardship, what God will hold you accountable for, and what he's given you the responsibility to do, is to vote your conscience. Vote for what's right. Don't vote for the lesser of two evils. Look at the three candidates here and vote for the greater good.
You know, that's exactly the way I look at it. These people say, well, I don't see how you can do that. Hey, I have a conscience. Believe it or not, maybe I'm all alone out here.
Oh, you're not.
There's no way that I can vote for either man knowing what Bush has already done and what Kerry is going to do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-4328.
My Wheat. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
We are visiting today with Michael Kaparuka. He is the Constitution candidate for the President of the United States. Michael, if you were listening to the commercials during the commercial break there, you heard the Swiss America ad. It's Craig Smith talking about a global world war. It looks like we have gotten ourselves, with our present administration, into more than just a war with Iraq. How do you see this, and what should we do?
Well, I believe that's accurate. We are really engaged in a war for empire to spread quote unquote democracy across the world. This is a foolish thing to do, of course, because we're not a democracy, and our founders recognized democracy as being an evil thing, something that was violative of the rights of minorities, and violative of personal property rights and rights of personal conscience. So this is a dangerous and very, very un-American thing to do. Pat Buchanan, in his latest book, How the Right Went Wrong, I think is the title, he talks about the fact that what has destroyed great powers in the past, great nations, has been constant engaging in war. And we seem to be just determined to fight wars at every turn. And this, first of all, this quote unquote war in Iraq is not a declared war. It's unconstitutional. The threshold question is whether we're there lawfully and legally, and we are not. We are there to for a globalist internationalist agenda, which is nowhere found in Article 1 or Article 2 of the Constitution. It's nowhere found in the principles upon which America was founded.
Is it found in Revelation?
I'm sorry?
Is it found? You say it's not found in the Constitution. Is it found in Revelation?
Oh, some people say so. Gary, in all honesty, I don't think I want to go there. I can't say confidently that it is or isn't. I think that from the standpoint of the President of the United States, and that's the office that I am seeking, what I need to do and what any president needs to do is to follow the rule of law and the Constitution and abide by those. We call other nations rogue regimes, and yet we don't follow our own rules. So we need to return to the constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. We shouldn't be spreading democracy across the world. And this adventurous war for empire will ruin our republic, and it actually will also draft your sons and your daughters into its into the maelstrom.
We're about to take another break, are we not, Jeff? 30 seconds. Okay, my big clock here is off about 15 seconds. I'm running fast.
Let me, Derry, remind folks that
very
if they
quickly,
want to learn
yes.
more about our principles and what we stand for and what and how that translates into the issues that Americans care about, please go to GodFamilyRepublic.com, and that'll take you to our website, GodFamilyRepublic.com. Those are our themes, and that's how to get to our website. And you'll find out where we're on the ballot and what our principles are and how... And what people are saying about our party and how we will deal with the issues.
Okay, let's take the break now. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
We're visiting today with Michael Peruca. He is the presidential candidate on the Constitution Party, who, by the way, has not been involved in any of the presidential debates. But it's quite obvious that the news media certainly doesn't want to let you be heard. You can learn more about the Constitution Party by going to www.GodFamilyRepublic.com. Michael, who has endorsed you and who hasn't endorsed you and why either way?
Well, I've gotten very wonderful endorsements. Just recently, the American Conservative magazine came out. The magazine itself, which is Pat Buchanan's magazine, did not, as a magazine, endorse, but their editors endorsed people, and both Mr. Howard Phillips in that magazine had an essay. Of course, he endorsed me. He was one of the founders of our party, and also a man whose name is Taki, calls himself Taki, who was one of the editors, had an essay endorsing my presidency. It was called The Real Deal. there have been folks across the country who some of your folks, your listeners might know, like Pastor Joe Moorcraft, and who has endorsed us, and also Pastor Steve Wilkins out of Louisiana and Monroe, Louisiana, and some others. We have been avoided by folks like Dr. Dobson and Dr. Kennedy and
why wouldn't you'd think they'd say, looky here, we finally have somebody that is pro-life, we have somebody that is constitutional, we want to change things, we're not going to get any change with either of these other two yokels, so
that is an excellent question, and I don't judge these men's heart. I don't have the ability, the capacity, the authority to do so. But I think what they're doing shows really when they do know about who I am, what we stand for, they do know that there's a constitutional and a biblical alternative to what's being played out with both Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. They know there's an alternative. They know that we're here. They know what we stand for. And yet they want to still play this lesser of two evils game. I think that you have to question their commitment to really restoring the republic. I don't want to sound harsh toward them, because I hope I can convince them of how they're making an error. But in fact, I think the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. And some of these folks might lose their seat at the table, or lose their they might lose all their Republican friends. If they do this. But I think when you have an alternative, we're standing out here holding up exactly what these men believe. I mean, my children were raised on Odyssey, Adventures in Odyssey. Dr. Dobson's some of his. We tuned into Adventures. I learned a lot of what I learned from some of these men, and yet their position is one that I think is self-defeating.
Are they afraid of losing their 501c3 status with the IRS, and maybe the IRS coming down on them like the Bush administration's IRS did on the Indianapolis Baptist Temple?
Well, I think it's a fair question to ask them. They may be. I don't know. But I think you have to ask the question, do we follow God or men? I mean, who do we answer to? I think those are fair questions. I don't come out here and purposely try to chastise them. I try to convict them and convince them that this is the real deal, as Mr. Taki said in his essay called, he said that our campaign is the real deal. There are people all over America who are waking up to this fact. Gary, I was on a program the other day, and a lady from New Mexico called in, and she said, Mr. Peruca, I've been waiting 50 years for a presidential candidate to say the things that you said on this program tonight. And look, that's not, I'm not patting myself on the back. That's not about me. My point is that there are people all across America who care about a return to constitutional government. They know something's broken in America. They want to be about fixing it. And they know that the choice between Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, which are both non-Christian, anti-Christian parties, are is really a Hobson's choice. It's no choice at all.
I have an email here that I mentioned earlier ago that said you're supporting Kerry. I can't believe that you support someone that supports hundreds of thousands of abortions monthly. See, I'm supporting the party that doesn't want to see abortions.
Right. Well, that's really a deconstruction of language. And what, look at the presuppositions there. One of the false pretenses in that argument is that, in fact, Mr. Kerry or Mr. Bush owns these votes. He owns your vote, and you're going to take it away from him and give it to him. He doesn't own your vote. He doesn't own your vote, and millions of people in America don't even vote because they, for a large extent, they recognize their disillusion, they're disgruntled with the fact that they know their vote doesn't count when you only have these two choices. So we're hoping that many new people, millions of new people in America, 51% or something of the electorate doesn't vote. I don't know how many millions that is. 80-some million people did not vote. So we're drawing new people into the game. But even if somebody voted for me who otherwise would have voted for Mr. Bush, that's not his vote. He doesn't own that vote. I earned that vote. If you know, and again, it's not about me personally. It's about standing up for this American view of law and government. There is an American view. It's stated in our Declaration of Independence. There is a Creator God. All men are created equal. They are endowed with their Creator with unalienable rights. So there is a God. Rights come from Him. The purpose of government, and again, right in our founding document, is to protect, secure, defend God-given rights.
And let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Coming Monday, October the 25th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting from 2,000 to 2,500 head, featuring Adrian Farms, whose consignment include 850 head of Charley Cross and Angus calves, all carrying the white tag vaccination program known as the Show Me Select. 700 head of those calves will average around 500 pounds. They'll be a lighter end of 150 head. Kenneth Hill will be in with a 150 head string of five weights, all white tag. Roger and David Frazier are offering 150 fancy Angus calves. Scott and John Idle will be selling 100 head of red tag calves. They'll be five weights. Other consigners include Tolan Farms, Blanchard Farms, Russell Billington, Jim and Bill Willa, Dwayne Nichols, Ronald Maggart, Buddy Sayer, Wyatt Farms, Chapman Farms, Donald Lloyd, and Sean Mazzell. That's for the special calf sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market coming up Monday, October the 25th.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, the sooner you fall behind, the more time you'll have to catch up. Derry Brownfield.
And we're trying to play catch up today. Let's go to Jerry in Nebraska. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
Yes. Here in Nebraska, he's listed on our ballot as the Nebraska Party. Now, that's going to be confusing.
Did you hear the question, Michael?
Well, yes, I did. She said that in Nebraska, we're known as the Nebraska Party. I was just grabbing my computer to go to the Nebraska website to see if I learned anything about that. I was not aware of that, personally. That doesn't mean my campaign's not aware of it, but I personally wasn't. But let me say this, that the Constitution Party in some states has a local affiliate that is not called the Constitution Party. That if that is the case, it's not unique. In California, for example, it's the American Independent Party. And in Alaska, where, by the way, I'll be traveling in a couple of days to do some campaigning in Alaska, it's the Alaskan Independence Party. So there's in some states, our local affiliate is called something else. And I just ask people to be aware of that. Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay, thank you. You know, it is so depressing to me to see these two. First of all, I was upset with the way they carry out these presidential debates. There's no debate to that. But it's so sad that the other candidates could not be allowed to get involved in those debates on national network color television.
Well, you're right, and I think, Derry, what you have to ask yourself there is you have to ask yourself why. And I have said this before. It really isn't a matter of whether Michael Perutka was invited. It's really what Michael Perutka would talk about, what Michael Perutka would say, and the issues Michael Perutka would talk about that was not invited. A real discussion of the murder of innocent life in America, abortion, was not invited. A real discussion of why we should not be in Iraq was not invited. A real discussion of how we're going to stop the illegal immigration, the invasion that's happening in our southern borders, was not invited.
Our money situation, our Federal Reserve situation.
I'm sorry?
I see our Federal Reserve. They don't want to hear about our money, our fiat money that we have in this country.
Exactly, sir. In days of old in America, you know, honest money and constitutional money and a gold standard, they were debated in these. But it's a foundationally important issue, and that's why we ain't going to talk about it. That's why it's off the table. It's out because both of these parties agree that we're going to continue this fiat money system. And, of course, you know and your listeners know that those things, those pieces of paper in your pocket are not dollars. They're Federal Reserve notes, which means that they are debt instruments. And, of course, the only way to redeem that debt is to print more of them. So stay with me now. The only way to solve the problem is to make it worse. Okay,
you know,
that's basically what we're doing is stealing from our children and our grandchildren as we just print these pieces of paper that have no productive backing. So we need to return to constitutional money, but that's a whole lecture in and of itself. But there's that is another issue that, of course, is not invited to. Well, you called it a debate, but I think we would agree that it's more like just a joint press conference for...
Right. There was no debate to it is what right. The point I was making.
Right. That's all it is. And that's why Michael Perutka isn't invited to that. I did get to debate with the other third party, what quote unquote third party candidates. Of course, I would say what we need in America is a second party because, in fact, the Democrats and the Republicans have merged together and they really are one party for all principal purposes.
Let's look at some of the things Bush and Kerry agree on. Civil unions for homosexuals.
Right. They both agree that a perverted lifestyle is, which is really a death style. It's not a lifestyle; it's a death style. Is okay in America. They both agree on that. They both agree on big government.
I was going to say the size and the scope of the federal government. Bush has actually outspent every Democratic president since Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, he has, and he ain't done.
And they both agree on NAFTA and GATT and the WTO and now the FTAA. They want to make this whole side of the world one big world government like they have in Europe with the Euro and the European Union.
Derry, I think that's tied into why we're not protecting our borders and why they don't consider illegal immigration to be illegal. We, in fact, do consider illegal immigration to be illegal. But I think that this internationalist agenda, this desire to bring down and to lower the standard of living in America, because if the standard of living in America is lower, it'll be more easily subsumed into new world government, into the one world government agenda. And both of these men are committed to it. You just mentioned the international trade organizations and international trade treaties on which they really are on the same side. They're both. You hear Mr. Bush being touted for lowering taxes. Our tax rate in America is absurdly high, and to say that he's right on taxes and Kerry is wrong is to say that I mean, that's just a ridiculous example because neither of them are really in favor of a constitutional system of taxation. We would be for complete tax reform. I would work to repeal, of course, it would be Congress's job to repeal the 16th Amendment, but I would work to repeal the 16th Amendment to abolish the IRS. People don't even realize that in America we lived for 120 years without a federal income tax. We could do it again. The problem is not collection of the revenue. The problem is the unconstitutional spending on unconstitutional programs, and both of these men have promised you they're going to continue to do that. They promised you they're not going to protect our borders. Both of them are for expanding the federal role in education, which is really, again, an internationalist agenda. You and I both know that there's nowhere in Article 1, Section 8 that authorizes the federal government to be involved in education. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Bush's party's platform called for the abolition of the department back in 96, as recently as 1996.
Well, Reagan, that was one of the things Reagan was going to do when he went into office, was eliminate the Department of Education, remember?
Well, what we find out with when Mr. Reagan or Mr. Bush, they get into office and then there are other agendas, and in fact they don't get rid of the National Endowment for the Arts, which we have no authority to do. They don't get rid of the Department of Education.
Well, you can go right on down the line. Look at everything else that is unconstitutional. I mean, all of these welfare programs, there's not a thing in the Constitution that says we're supposed to furnish people with homes, et cetera, et cetera. I saw just today, just this morning, where the United States Department of Agriculture was going to spend, I believe it was $17.5 million rewiring a high-class neighborhood with, and I don't know enough about the Internet to know what I'm talking about here, but there, I know what $17.5 million is,
right.
And they're going to spend that money to make high-speed Internet available to a ritzy neighborhood with $500,000 homes in it.
Well, see, all of this is so blatantly unconstitutional, so blatantly unlawful. The people who do this actually should not only lose their jobs, lose their office, they should be indicted. They are absolutely acting in a treasonous way against the United States of America. But the trouble here in America is we've been doing this for so long, and people have been swimming in this socialist pond so long they don't even know they're wet. Because we're saturated in socialism all around us. Look, we need to return to this American view. I started to say when you went to the last break, Derry, there is an American view. And neither of these parties, neither of these two major candidates stand up for the American view. People ask me all the time, Mr. Peruca, why are you doing this? Why are you running for president? Well, I'm running because somebody has to stand up and offer the American people an American view and a constitutional view of law and liberty and government in America, because it's been hijacked. The power has been hijacked by these people who abuse it for their own socialist goals. These are not Americans in the sense that I just described of what an American believes.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Many of my emails that I get from my listeners say, Brownfields, you're too hung up on this one world government thing. You believe in this new world order. Yes, I do. I am hung up on it. And I can see it happening right before our very eyes. And people say, well, you need to be more concerned about private property rights. And this, I am concerned about private property rights. I speak for private property rights every day on this network, yet I can see from whence it comes.
Right.
Help me there a little bit. What do you
sure,
see?
Well, sure. A number of these issues that we've talked about today and that we've talked about during this campaign are all really under the umbrella of the big picture, which is the globalist agenda, the New World Order. The very first time I ever heard those words, by the way, were out of the mouth of Daddy Bush. I know that they had been... used before, but that's the very first time I heard it. I didn't know what
he was talking
about.
The first time it was on any national news coverage, yes.
Yes, yes. But see, I think a lot of these issues we've been talking about, including abortion, which makes us a smaller population more easily controlled. So the right to bear arms, the attack on the right to bear arms is an international attack. It's a UN agenda to if America is going to be subsumed into the New World Order, it can't be armed, don't you see? Armed people will resist that. The removal of God from our public square, if you will, the attack on Chief Justice Roy Moore. This is an internationalist agenda because people who believe in Christianity, people who have who acknowledge God.
Hey, we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Return. Going into the commercial break, you were talking about the attack on Roy Moore. I had Judge Roy Moore on my program not too long ago. In fact, we were together in the room in Reno when he did the show. He has an interesting story to tell, but again, both Bush and Kerry wanted to see him out of business.
Yes, they did. The Chief Justice actually is a true American hero, in my view, Derry. He stood up for the rule of law against those who were charged with protecting the rule of law, the federal courts and the federal judges. And they were absolutely wrong. They told him that he couldn't obey his oath. They forced him out of office. He could have capitulated and stayed in office and stayed the Chief Justice. But he took an oath to God that he would uphold the Constitution of the state of Alabama, and he did so by acknowledging God. It's part of his job. Now, the part of this internationalist agenda here is to remove the acknowledgement of God from the public square, because if people have this allegiance to God, that is an affront to the New World Order, which, of course, thinks it is God. You see, so this has to be removed. So a lot of these issues that we've talked about, including getting rid of the right to keep and bear arms in America, including not protecting our borders and letting illegal immigrants come here and stay here, including having very, very high taxes, including the murder, the abortion of our own population, of our own, the most innocent among us, all of these things are things which are underneath of, I believe, this bigger picture, which people say to you, stop obsessing on the New World Order. Man, this is the thing we ought to be obsessing on, because all these things feed into that agenda. This is an agenda that is un-American. It's actually antithetical to the American view.
And it's creeping up so closely and so quietly that nobody can see it coming. Let's take, for example, this lukewarm Christian thing. We're seeing with the terrorist legislation, whether it be Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, whatever it happens to be, they put hate speech just keeps coming out all of the time. And hate speech now, we've had actually one man arrested that I know of for reading from the Holy Scriptures at a city council meeting. He was arrested, handcuffed, and taken to jail because he quoted the Bible. Now, one of these days, Bibles are going to be illegitimate here in the United States of America unless we go through the Bible and rewrite it, because it's hate speech, people.
Well, the reason that first of all, let me just say a word about this whole concept of hate speech. It is an absolute, hate crimes are an absolute fraud on the American people. There is no such thing as a hate crime in American jurisprudence. And there's no precedent for it. In American law and common law from England and American law, there's no precedent for this hate stuff. This is to control your thoughts, to have you, this has no place in American law and government. And anytime you hear about hate crimes, you just know that that's not American. And if you ever serve on a jury where someone is accused of a hate crime, You must find them innocent, because there is no such crime.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, I've told you about the amazing results I've had with CoolCam, my favorite cyanopoxy adhesive. Now, hear what others have to say. Scott Wilcox in Wellsville, New York says he's repaired a hot water bottle, shoes, several toys, metal knickknacks, even the fan belt on his Jeep. Jack Osman of Stuartstown, Pennsylvania fixed a plastic dial on his washing machine, saving over $100. Warren in Ohio fixed a plastic bumper and cracked inner fender well, saving over $500. Now, thousands of people say thousands of dollars just by using CoolCam to fix stuff when it breaks, and you can too. Get the debonder, polytreatment, integrator, and activator all in one convenient carrying pouch for just $39.99. To order, go to CoolCam.com and enter the code DERRY5, that's DERRY, and the number 5, or call toll-free 1-877-872-5661. That's 1-877-872-5661. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
And we have returned. I know you've been extremely busy the last couple of weeks, but are you familiar with Senate Bill 2845 and House Bill 10, which was the driver's license bill that's going to really turn into a national identification card?
I'm not familiar with them in detail, but I'm familiar with just what you said, that they're their goal is really to have a national identification card.
Well, it's the same. Both the House and the Senate have passed this, and you know that Bush or Kerry, either one, would sign it in a minute. And going right back to this New World Order thing, and they also even talk about putting checkpoints up on the highways where you'll have to stop and show your national identification card. You see, this is un-American.
Of course it's un-American, and you know, it's actually, you can see the false and fraudulent nature of it when you consider that they're not even protecting our borders. They're letting illegal immigrants come in here, and then they're saying, oh, we have to check, you honest American citizens. It's just like the TSA in the airports. You know, I know you think that stands for thousands standing around, but it's not making us any safer in the airports at all. What it's doing is just getting us used to being searched, stopped, and searched.
Okay, same thing with your DIU checkpoints and your drug checkpoints and this sort of thing.
Sure.
Oh, we
sure.
must stop because the man in the blue uniform tells us we must stop. Officer, what have I done wrong? Nothing. What authority do you have to stop me? And then you get handcuffed.
Right. Right. They have no authority. And
but I mean, once you buck the system, you're on the face down on the ground with your hands behind you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's, look, all of these things that we're talking about there, these are the reasons why we need not just to go off the cliff at 100 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour. It's why we got to change direction. So please, ladies and gentlemen, please consider, don't vote for the lesser of two evils. Don't spend your vote and waste your vote on those who've demonstrated that they don't care about the constitutional provisions that we're discussing and the God-given rights that we're discussing. Please vote for Michael Anthony Peruca, the Constitution Party. Please go to our website, GodFamilyRepublic.com, GodFamilyRepublic.com. If you like what you see, please pass it on to others that you know. We have available on there a DVD so that you can take it home and show it to your church or your family or your community. Please make yourself aware of the things that we're talking about and the opportunity here to return America to its foundational principles, to the rule of law, and to restore the American constitutional representative republic.
You know, we have about a minute and a half left. We've had the phones backed up here all morning. We're not going to get any callers today. But let me very quickly, what laws would you repeal when you're in office? What can you do to eliminate Clinton's executive orders?
Well, a minute and a half won't do it, Derry.
Well, we could spend the next two or three hours doing that.
We really have a lot to undo. G.K. Chesterton is credited with saying the people are usually looking for a great man to come along and do something, but what they really need is for a great man to come along and undo something. Now, I'm not claiming I'm a great man, but I would undo. I would do everything in my constitutional power to undo the unconstitutional programs we have, including the involvement in education, which dumbs down our children and makes them compliant on the New World Order, including things like the unconstitutional searches and seizures that are going on, the Homeland Security Act, this idea of a national ID card. All of these things are antithetical to an American understanding of law and liberty and liberty of conscience. Liberty of conscience. There is no such thing as a hate crime. Liberty of conscience. God says so. You're not punished by civil government for what you think. You can only be punished by what you do. This is absolutely un-American. So we have a lot of work to do to undo unconstitutional things.
Well, you see, these are the things that those of us in the red states during the last election, I just have a few seconds here left, through the last election, voted for Bush because we thought he was going to undo what Clinton did. And I have people out there say, oh, he did, but I can't see any big thing that he really undid. It looks to me like we've just had more of the same. Michael Peruca, I wish you the best of success in your efforts. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.